68 degrees right now at the CBS Broadcast Center at LA's Miracle Mile. The Dow up nearly 81 points at 11,144. NASDAQ popped 12 points higher to 2480. And the S&P 500 of 8.5 at 1185. The yield on the 10-year note now 2.5%. Banking stocks rebounding today. Citigroup says it earned nearly $2.2 billion in the latest quarter. Third straight quarterly profit was seen as losses from failed loans narrowed. Bank of America shares coming off a 52-week low of 36 cents to $12.34 on news the company plans to resume foreclosures in 23 states next week. We see Wells Fargo up $1.29 to $24.87 and J.P. Morgan Chase up $1.05 to $38.20. Goldman Sachs shares of more than $3 to $153.70. The big-name tech stocks continue to pop, with Google at more than $16, or shy of $6.18 a share, and Apple at more than $3 at $3.18. Standing by for earnings news from IBM, which has also moved higher today of $1.77 to $142.83. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, give us your view of this market here today.
Good afternoon, Frank. It's a very positive market. I think it's primarily a function of the earnings reports, as you pointed out earlier, relative to Citigroup and also the other bank stocks. I think the IBM earnings here are anticipated to be very good, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the IBM stock be a little bit higher after the close. Right now, it's down a few pennies from the closing price. Apple may have some earnings information as well. So I see that the next 2 weeks, when we have so-called earnings season, as a very positive time period for this market.
A lot of uncertainty over the foreclosure issue that hit the bank stocks recently. Do you think this is going to be a big problem for the banks?
I think that the announcements that were made today is going to mitigate that significantly, and I expect the bank stocks to do considerably better. And this is a good opportunity. Citigroup, Bank of America, and the very smaller banks as well throughout the system look very attractive to me.
All right, what do you make of IBM hitting new highs here ahead of their earnings news?
Well, the earnings are out right now. They're just on the tape here. The stock is selling off a little bit, down about a point and a half. But it looks to me like that the earnings are fairly decent, and I'm surprised at the sell-off here.
Right. Looks like earnings did come in better than expected at $2.82 a share versus the estimate of $2.75. So IBM coming in with better than expected earnings news, but the stock is giving back some ground after hitting a high today. Give us your view of what we can expect from Apple today.
Well, I think we could see the same thing possibly, in the sense that we will expect a positive earnings, but at the same time, the security, like IBM, has gone up dramatically over the last month and a half. And so at this point in time, I noticed that Apple's selling off a little as well. It was closed at about 315 or so today. No, it closed at 318, and now it's trading at 315.91. So it looks like it's going the same path as IBM.
All right. Google, on the other hand, had tremendous earnings news last week and has been moving higher above 600 and has stayed there since that announcement. What's your view on Google at this point?
Well, I would be a little bit concerned about acquiring it at this point in time, but it's certainly performing very well. And you have to look at Baidu in the same manner. Baidu's earnings are coming out in approximately a week, and that stock was up at 1.6 points today, closed up 4+, and it looks like it could have the same kind of performance as Google has had.
Or as we've seen, the dollar weaken, the price of oil is shot higher, and it's above $83 a barrel today. What's your view on the oil sector at the moment?
I believe that I have a much more positive view towards the oil sector and other commodities as well. Commodities as simple as cotton are on the upside, and you go right on through the commodities list. They look attractive to me at this point in time, and for the first time in a long, long time, I've been favorable towards commodities.
All right. Yeah. What about gold, which continues to flirt with all-time highs, and silver at a 30-year high?
I look at those two elements, those two commodities, as being so overpriced, in my opinion, that I would not buy those securities at this point.
Any other plays related to what appears to be a weaker dollar, widely expected? Is that your expectation?
Well, I expect the dollar can continue to show weakness. I think the yields, the 10-year Treasury yield at 2.49%, is still really low, and I would not be attracted to those bonds. But I also feel that the securities in the home building, the China securities, and the healthcare securities are now looking better, and I would favor those securities.
Any other specific places where you'd be putting money now or taking it off the table?
I continue to recommend the semiconductor stocks. We've had a pause in semiconductors for the last quarter. The demand versus the supply has been on the downside, but that looks to me like that's about to turn around as well. So I favor the semiconductor stocks. I would continue to be careful with these really high volatile stocks that have tremendous price-earnings ratios. In fact, some of them have tremendous price-to-revenue ratios, which would be very vulnerable.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles, thank you very much for your analysis here today in the KNX Business Hour.